The ongoing U.S. government shutdown continues to block official jobs data, leaving markets focused on private signals. October's Challenger report revealed 153,000 layoffs, nearly triple last year's level and the highest for the month since 2003, with year-to-date cuts now exceeding 1 million as tech and warehousing sectors drive reductions through AI adoption and cost-cutting. Hiring plans are at their lowest since 2011, clashing with Fed Chair Powell's view of gradual cooling. This has boosted rate cut expectations and softened the dollar. Analysts anticipate resume data will confirm slowing hiring, adding further downward pressure on rates and the U.S. dollar amid accelerating AI job disruption. In the Eurozone, retail sales dipped for a second month in September, though consumer confidence reached its strongest level this year. The ECB has noted balanced growth risks and moderating inflation, with policy likely on hold into mid-2026, even as the Fed eases, supporting euro targets of 120 by Q4 and 126 by Q3 2026. The BOE was out with a dovish hold, and the pound held up well overall, despite on account of the yield differential tilt in the pound's favor relative to the U.S. dollar. The yen outperformed in yesterday's risk-off dollar sell-off, while Japan's wages grew modestly, but real earnings fell for the ninth straight month. Still, unions are pushing for 5-6% hikes in 2026. Keeping cautious BOJ rate hike prospects in play. The RBA held at 3.6% with no cuts expected until mid-2026, viewing rates as near neutral. Australia's growth outlook remains solid and Aussie appears undervalued. Dips should be well supported. Key watches today, preliminary Michigan sentiment and pending October payrolls estimates at 30 to 60K jobs with unemployment around 4.4 to 4.5%. That's all for now.